Who was the longest serving presenter of Play School?
John and Benita.
Oh, pick one. Only one.
John. What's his face? I don't know his
is
last
that your
name.
Final answer?
Yeah, John.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
It is.
Wrong.
It is John.
It was Benita. Are you ready?
No, don't do it.
I'm scared to do it.
Oh. Oh. That's oh. It's
right?
Just running straight off my head. That actually hurts.
It's like an alpine just goes whoosh, like he
hangs. Oh. What's the first name of the Aussie Olympic athlete that won gold in the sailing events earlier this week? Just the first name.
Oh. Is his last name Limp Biscuit or something like that?
No, it's not Limp Biscuit.
Is it Ryan?
Ryan, you say.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Steve.
Here
John.
We go.
Do try this at home. It's so much fun. My goodness.
It's all the shells in your hair.
Thank you. Alright, so what was his name?
Tom.
I'll never forget that name ever as long as I live. Question number two. What was the highest grossing Australian movie?
Crocodile Dundee.
Ugh.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll yes.
Okay, which artist had the hit songs Shock the Monkey, Salisbury Hill and Sledgehammer?
Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Damn
you.
One all. Okay, my question. Who is Australia's only Formula One driver?
Weber. Mark Weber?
Correct.
Yes.
Thought I'd stump you on that one.
Number three. Name the movie that starred Madonna and Gina Davis and told the story of a wartime all-girls baseball league.
Oh, I know
you're
this.
You're so getting egg.
I know this.
Here comes the little yolk.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Is it The Sum of Us? No, that's not my final answer. No.
Buzz is going to go.
I forgot. No, I don't know.
It's a league of their
own. Oh, my goodness.
Now, scrambled, fried, sunny side up.
Poach, thank you.
How do you want this? Just get it right in the hair there. There we go. Lovely.
Yuck. Right, the gloves are off.
This is it.
What are we at? Question
okay,
what?
Question four.
Okay. I'm getting tough now. History and science.
Yeah, I'm going down.
In what year was decimal currency introduced?
67?
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Wrong.
67.
66.
No.
On the 14th of February 1966.
That's hard boiled, right?
Are you ready?
Yes. Don't throw from that distance.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Oh, dear.
It's all over my hands.
Oh, you're
hands.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm right. I'm
all
just
right, so
messy.
That was question four.
My socks have been yoked.
All right, so what is the score?
Okay.
What's the current score?
Current score is...
2-2.
It's 2-2.
Yep.
If I was in Wellington, New Zealand, would I be on the South or North Island?
The correct answer would be, who cares? You're in New Zealand. Can I say North?
Oh, I thought you were going to get egged. That's right.
I had a 50-50 chance of getting that right.
Oh. Okay, so this is do or die.
This
two apiece, and there's one question left.
So we've got each had two eggs. Australians hold the world record for which amazing feat? Fastest beer bottle opening, largest Christmas cracker, most sheep sheared in 24 hours, or the largest chicken dance?
You'd think it's got to be beer or sheep because they're very Australian-esque.
Go with your gut.
I'm going to go, which probably means it's something completely absurd if you've chosen it. So I'm going to go Christmas cracker. Is that right? I thought that would be wrong.
All right, ask your question.
Which Prime Minister, Australian Prime Minister, was sacked by the Governor General in the 1970s?
Gough Whitlam.
Yes. It's a tie. We need a tiebreaker question.
Tiebreaker question. Okay, first person to
right.
Yell out their name.
And whoever gets this wrong is still getting an egg, by the way.
The things we have to do. Where is the boss in all of this?
Think of your hair. It's good for your hair.
Do pelicans eat chihuahuas?
I'll answer.
Yes.
No. Of course they don't.
That's incorrect.
What? No, they don't. They're not even as big as a chihuahua.
Everybody knows that pelicans have a diet of a chihuahua once a day. Are you ready for your last?